This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, lame pop lyrics, plus Hoochie Coo and Airplane. It's all on the way in just a second.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This in the studio, singer-songwriters Paul and Storm. You guys are famous for your tributes. Now, do I hear you have a couple new ones?
We like to pay tribute to those musical acts that have inspired us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
This is called If James Taylor Were on Fire.
Oh, okay. All right.
Somebody please, won't you get me a fire extinguisher and put me out? I can't stand the heat, though I've seen fire and rain. I can do with a little less fire. This is if Bob Dylan were hiding at the bottom of a well.
Ah, oh, okay. All right.
Okay. I'm just sitting here hiding at the bottom of a well. And I ain't coming out.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What else have you got over there, Christy?
Well, speaking of study, we didn't speak of this. A new study out there finds pop music lyrics are becoming simpler and more repetitive.
Pop music.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah. I don't agree with this.
You don't?
No.
After compiling lyrics from over 350,000 well-known songs released between 1970 and 2020.
First of all, there are 350,000 well-known songs.
Researchers used identified linguistic features such as ratio of repeated words, emotional cues, and the richness of vocabulary. They found that the ratio of repeated to non-repeated lines is nearly doubled for pop songs. They also found that not only have songs become less complex, but contemporary music conveys more negative emotions than in the past.
That last one, I bet, is true.
But yeah, I mean, lyrics are more complex, more so than, "Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind.
Hey, Mickey."
Hey, Mickey. Oh,
well, my gosh. I mean, it goes back even further.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, to Little Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Beep-bop, loop-bop, a lot, bam-boom.
Sure. What about...
I mean, those are
yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy.
Right?
Very
what
silly.
What about Papa Ooh Mow Mow? One of your personal sort of favorites.
It's always been a
P.U.
Songs,
yeah.
Or Sugar, Sugar, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's all very...
But sometimes...
Isn't that what you want from pop music?
Yes. Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, sometimes it's, like they say, it's fun to stay at the YMCA. Yeah. Okay, it's not T.S. Eliot, but...
It shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah. Boy. You and your love of the Village People.
Boy, says a lot, doesn't it, Chick?
They've got a great band.
They did. I saw them live.
Yeah.
They were fantastic. Uh-huh.
You just stumbled across. You didn't actually go there purposely to see them, correct?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
It was a disco night at Disney World.
Sure.
I didn't know that when I went there, but... They had Oogie Boogie. Who was that? Oogie.
A Taste of Honey.
A Taste,
I think.
Yes, yes.
You saw them too?
Yeah.
Oogie, Oogie,
it was
Oogie.
Just disco night. I was at Disney World, and all of a sudden they were all these parks had a different disco band.
Up, down, Boogie, Oogie. Oh, yeah.
The woman was playing excellent bass player. It was a fun time.
Well, she was acting like she was playing the bass anyway.
That was Carol Kaye, actually, yeah.
Was it really?
My contention, Josh, is that sometimes nonsense lyrics are the best.
I agree.
For example, the name of the band?
No, I don't remember the name of this band.
Really?
Yeah.
Purple and I bet leaders or something.
98% of humans don't remember the name.
I don't know. 99%.
Hence, I am in the 1%.
Yes. Who is it?
The Rivingtons.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Great, great.
I only know that from you.
This is the first record I ever bought as a kid.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a good memory.
We bought it at Woolworths. It was a 45.
What was it?
Now, once again,
very good memory for
you. Not an hour ago, he was losing his mind because we were too far in the past. You remember this.
Yes, and it wasn't.
I'm going to kill
and
him.
And it wasn't as far, yeah.
Yes.
The flip side, I remember it was called Deep River.
Oh, Deep River.
I think so. You'd have to look
that
it up.
That was by the Deep Rivingtons.
And I told you,
really saying that like it means something.
And I told you, I met a couple at an event, and they had a son. They named him Rivington. I said, "Oh, I assume you after the
of course
after the great band that did Papa Ooh Mow Mow." They looked at me like
what
I'd
band?
Said,
yep.
"Your child is the son of the devil." I don't know what. But I mean, I just think sometimes dumb lyrics are the best.
Yeah, they're fun.
I mean, they're better than anything ever written by America.
That's not fair.
They have a couple of rough.
Man,
oh, that's
on.
Ridiculous. They do
the horse with no
I
name.
Like it.
Yeah, the first word that rhymed.
Gonna find my daisy
It's all character based. It's Faulknerian, and it's
no, it's not. It's just they were lazy and couldn't write decent lyrics. Now here's a good lyric. How about this one? Maddie told Hattie about a thing she saw had two big horns and a woolly jaw. Woolly bully.
That's fun.
That's good. That's a fine lyric.
But I think that the study showed that lyrics are more negative these days.
Yes.
I think that's absolutely true.
I totally agree with that.
Negativity is very contagious.
It's rampant.
Yeah. And so,
well, I have little girls, so I have to listen to a lot of contemporary music, and a lot of it's really good, but there's a little bit too much of "she left me" and "I'm going to die without you."
Yeah, yeah. Whereas back in the 50s and 60s, it was a lot of "I love you, hold my hand."
Yeah. Can't wait to marry.
Papa Ooh Mow Mow.
Right.
Going to the chapel, going to get married.
Knuckle deep in the back of a caddy. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Is it in yet?
Great
balls. Finger shuffle. You'll be fine. You just have to go live with your aunt for 9 months.
shake up a Pepsi. You'll be fine.
My baby. It'll
I'll
be
see
a
you
while.
When you get back.
Soda douche. Soda douche.
Soda douche.
I remember learning that.
Are you serious?
In sex class, they went, by the way, this is not, it was what's good contraception and what isn't good. And when it said douching with soda, I laughed out loud. My teacher was like, that was a thing. And I was like, oh my gosh. Douching with soda will not help you.
But if you get pulled over and you've been drinking too much, you put a penny in your mouth, you can cheat the breath. That's absolutely the truth.
That is. In order to get out of that ticket, I think you have to put more than a penny in your mouth.
Back to the song lyrics. I think, Pat, maybe you are very familiar with song lyrics. I think.
Oh, George Gershwin, the finest.
Think about it, aren't most religious songs, if you go way back, it's chants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chanting, repeating the same thing over and over again.
Right.
So there's nothing necessarily wrong with
it. No, there isn't. And hasn't the science of pop music really, like, in the last 10 years, they can figure things out?
Yeah, they know exactly how many
and what's pleasing
to
the brain.
The beat on about five of the current songs are exactly the same.
Yeah,
it's like they all sound like Dua Lipa. But I love Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, she started it all.
She's levitating, you know.
What's another one of her songs?
I'm levitating.
No, another one.
There's the one Houdini.
Oh, is that one pretty good?
That's her?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, I didn't
Houdini?
Know.
Oh, yeah, it's a great song. You know who Houdini was, man?
I do indeed, yeah.
Know where he died?
There was another song
in
called
Wisconsin, I think.
Houdini, wasn't there? I want to say like the Gap Band or something had
Houdini.
Or is that Hoochie Coo? Maybe Hoochie Coo. That's right.
Oh, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, of course.
No,
is the
that's
great Rick Derringer.
This is Hood.
Bloody Mama.
W-H-O apostrophe D. She. S-H-E Coo. C-O-O. Hoochie Coo.
Ooh. Hoochie Coo?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think it's the Ohio Players. I think.
I bet it's good.
Is Hoochie like Coochie?
I just spelled it for you.
It's like,
okay. No, I mean meaning wise.
I would think. Yeah, what else would it be? Yeah.
Well, hooch was a slang term my mother used for alcohol.
Yeah.
he was driving while drinking too much hooch.
Okay.
Now he's in the big house.
She used hooch and hooskow.
And hooskow.
And she was a phys ed teacher. And
Tom doesn't like to talk about it, but she was common street trash.
There's no question.
Graduate of the University of Michigan in kinesiology, have you know.
I could buy questions to the
board of a bank.
Answers to tests.
Now back to this lyrics thing.
Dua Lipa.
Boy. Oh, excellent stuff. didn't Otis Redding whistle through
Dock of the Bay?
Yeah.
Just the end of it, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's only because he forgot the last.
Sure. What are you going to do?
That's the rumor, yeah.
That really is the rumor?
You try to remember him on heroin. Go ahead.
Isn't that the story on Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson?
That is.
The song wasn't done yet.
Yeah, that was the demo.
Absolutely.
It wasn't done yet. It turned out to be great. So that's sometimes just the simplest lyrics. The master that I know in this is Josh Arnold. Have you ever heard this man scat?
Oh, yes.
Oh, he did it. He did it on Friday.
I have.
Oh,
did he really?
Oh, on Friday was just excellent.
Wow.
No one scats like Josh because of the nature of the syllables he chooses sonically. It's brilliant.
A lot of flitzies, a lot of
harms.
Sounds
like you're Flirtle, casting spells to me.
I sort of am.
Very wizardly.
Could you teach us how to do it?
No, unfortunately, it's not something that can be learned.
Something
they call him the panty dropper, Joshy. Of course, Josh and his band, the Consensuals,
mm-hmm.
Well, my favorite band of the 50s.
I don't know if you're a fan of money, but a Powerball player in Portland, Oregon, has just won the eighth largest U.S. lottery jackpot.
He owes it to me.
$1.3 billion.
Mine was just as good. Numbers just didn't match.
Last someone said it.
Cash value $621 million if he takes the cash option.
I heard it was a Sasquatch that won.
Really? Yeah. Wouldn't that be?
And he actually has to come out now to claim the. My family and I would like to be left alone
in this time of please leave us alone.
We're going to buy many berries.
Lodge raises.
A United Airlines flight from Germany to San Francisco was forced to turn around following a toilet backup.
Turn around.
Oh, the toilet's backed up. Crap on my shoe.
The shark.
Do you remember the parody in Henry Phillips' first movie?
No.
Totally ripped a big fart.
Totally ripped a big fart.
Not aware of that.
According to the German media outlet known as Bild, one of the plane's lavatories overflowed into the main cabin around 2 hours into the 12-hour flight. United said the plane landed back in Frankfurt. Passengers were provided with overnight hotel accommodations and then flown to San Francisco the following day.
You have to do something. What a pain, a hassle.
Yeah.
Was it just urine or?
Probably not if the whole thing's backed up.
Just answer the question.
It doesn't specify, Tom.
It was both poop and pee.
God. this is your captain speaking. Apparently some of you have already digested the peanuts.
They don't serve peanuts on the plane anymore.
Not anymore?
They offered us pistachios Friday. That's
true. They did?
Or does that count as peanut? Or is that in the peanut allergy part? Pistachio?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't know either.
Was it the toilet up by the front of the plane?
It just said the main cabin, so I would assume maybe it was in the back.
Well, so couldn't they just fly the plane?
Keep it in the back? Oh.
Can they do that? Can you put the flaps down and have it so that the front of the plane is up about a little bit, so everything's drifting toward the rear?
They really had to go back, though. Or did they land somewhere else?
They went back.
Yeah, but they can't land somewhere else and fix it and then go again.
No, I'll
never understand airlines.
For those of you that are sitting in the all new splash zone seats, we'd like to offer you.
Yeah, for those of you in the last four rows, we recommend you lift your feet. Gross.
Okay.
A World War II veteran is getting married in France 80 years after D-Day.
My gosh.
100-year-old Harold Terrens will be honored in June by the French as part of the 80th anniversary celebration of their country's liberation from the Nazis. Terrens enlisted in 1942, and on D-Day, June 6th, 1944, he helped repair planes returning from France so they could rejoin the battle. After the event, the centenarian then plans to marry his fiancée, 96-year-old Jean Swerlin, in a town near the beaches where U.S. troops landed.
He helped.
She wouldn't come across till we got married.
They planned to be married on June 8th by some really long sentence. Seratan La Marais, Mayor Jean Pierre Lejon.
He helps repair planes so that the pilots could return to battle. How often do you think you heard the phrase, take your time? Hey, look, man, if you got to take the whole thing apart.
Yeah, I'm not taking this one again. The urinal's broken in the back. She's about to get, how old is this young lady?
96.
Oh, well, she's going to get her bloomers invaded. Talk about D-Day. She's about to find out what the D in D-Day really stands for. That's right. Got the old D-pick for you. It's a
take a look at it.
It's a daguerreotype, you see, of my penis. You have to wonder how long after the invention of the camera. What do you think?
It was almost immediate, right?
The first D-pick.
Oh, yes. And porn was immediate.
Yeah, isn't it like The Kiss or something? It's like one of the first...
pornographic films?
No, it's just a movie type thing. Yeah. Mm.
So, I'm sorry, he's how old? I'm sorry.
100 and something.
He is 100 years old. She's 96.
The something old at the wedding is them.
Yeah.
So the something blue is
her hair. Their veins.
I was going to say the veins in her cankles.
Yeah. Oh, God.
She might be a spritey 96. We don't know.
Good for them. That's nice.
Storm the bitch. The beach, sir. Beach. Well, not in this case.
Oh, you're a filthy old man.
We're going to do a panty invasion, Josh. Those bloomers, I'll eat those. Aww. Chew them and spit them out is what I'll do. That's what I like to do. Just chew a hole. A hole in the crotch.
I chew her bloomers. Why don't you chew on my bloomers?
If my kids were alive, they'd attend the wedding, but... gift registry. We have matching diapers and a special glass to soak our dentures.
It's very sweet.
I know it's
sweet. Of course it is. Yeah,
good for this guy.
The British Museum is suing a former curator over the alleged theft of almost 2,000 items. A lawsuit was filed against Peter Higgs, who was fired in July of 2023 after more than 1,800 items were discovered missing.
You know, sir, it's one thing to steal from the gift shop, but you're taking the Rosetta Stone?
Yeah. Yeah, wait.
Well, I would argue, didn't they steal it first?
I mean, well.
I mean, who's stealing what?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.